The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And it is Dr. Mike. I don't know if we've got Joe on the line or coming on the line. We've been having technical problems, and Dr. Deb is away. Her neck is still hurting, so can't look down at the old mic. But we have a wonderful show lined up for you today. The guest, full of heart, J.R. Martinez, with Alexander Rocky Fleming. J.R. Martinez is the Iraqi war veteran, burned horribly, yet he won Dancing with the Stars. His comeback. It has a lot to say about what you should do if you know about or were involved in, even peripherally, the Connecticut shooting. And we're going to talk to him a lot about that, and we'll talk about what psychologists say you should tell your kids about that. That'll be at 1:30, the first hour. Gary Ginsburg's with us for the second hour in the 6:17 time slot. 6:17 Eastern. He's got a wonderful set of very interesting things about what's toxic, what's not, including, well, I don't know if I should include this, but would you eat horse meat? Believe it or not, they came to that question in front of the European Food Council. Are wood pellets a serious source of carbon monoxide? He'll talk about that too, because a lot of people heat homes with wood pellets in the winter. And of course, one of the scary parts, only 4 in 10 docs tell pregnant women about mercury in fish. If you're pregnant, you should totally avoid all fish with mercury in it. So don't eat the only ones to eat, if you will, trout and salmon, and only once a month when you're pregnant. But you need that fish oil. That DHA is important for your son or daughter's intelligence. Get those from a prenatal vitamin. In fact, I think every woman, since 50% of pregnancies are unplanned, I think every woman should be on prenatal vitamins from age 12 to age 50. That may sound sexist, except I think every man should be as well. Helps the sperm function better. We're also going to ask Gary, if we don't get to it before, about Gatorade and Fanta and Sprite. They all have brominated vegetable oil listed as BVO on the label, and that causes thyroid dysfunction. Is that why we're seeing so much decreased thyroid function in the population now? And a number of wonderful stories. We'll talk about those in a few seconds. I don't hear Joe. Are you on the line, Joe? If we can call him and even get him on the phone line, it would be helpful. The FDA was aware of the brominated vegetable oil question. And by the way, we have a number of great stories. And for the Real Age tip of the week, we've got two of them. The first hour, walk during the day to sleep much better. And that fits with a top medical news story of the week, why the afternoon may be the best time for you to exercise. And the other, if you will, real age tip is causes and treatments for ringing in your ear. I'm also going to talk, especially if I'm alone most of the day, about what Sanjay Gupta and Mehmet Oz talked about in their discussion on the Dr. Oz show about the change that will be coming relating to football, and also what you should do about your cell phone and brain cancer. Sanjay Gupta is worried about this, so worried that he virtually never uses a cell phone right up to his ear, and he had some very good tips on how to decrease the radiation from cell phones in addition to you if you sometimes pick it up or have that tendency, like most of us do, to wear it in our hips or put it in a pocket. The top medical news stories of the week, we're going to talk about the brominated vegetable oil and thyroid dysfunction. We'll talk about a simple test that predicts longevity. If you're over 55, this is a really simple test you can do, even do during the commercial break, to just test how long you're going to live. It's really a very great test. The psychological effects of the Connecticut shooting, as I said, we're going to talk to J.R. Martinez, his story of strength, survival, and spirit, full of heart. Great book that he wrote with Alexander Rocky Fleming. He'll be on at 1:30 to talk about that book. He won Dancing with the Stars Series 13. And he went through a tremendous traumatic period. We'll have him tell you what his recommendations are for the families that are going through the Connecticut shooting and for those of us who aren't part of the families going through the Connecticut shooting. As you can hear, I'm a little hoarse today. That comes from, if you will, yelling too much at Cavaliers basketball games, as well as giving too many talks in the recent past. And a sinus drip. The sinus drip, well, that may be that I got a minor case of the flu. I did get the flu shot. It is effective. I didn't have any of the usual symptoms of the flu. But in fact, the flu rates are at this incredible high level right now. If you look at the flu, it has never been at this high a rate since we've been measuring it, 1990. It has never been at this high a rate in the first week of December. And it's at the third highest rate ever. During the swine flu, there was a time in September it was higher. And in 1 year, the worst flu year we've had in the past decade, if you will, 2007-2008, there was one time point, only 1 week, where it was even higher than this. So this is an extremely bad flu season. About 37% of people have gotten immunized against flu. That means the other 63% of you are really vulnerable. They say that they got the flu strain so that even if you have the shot and catch the flu, it should be a minor one, has a 60 to 70% success rate. We're going to talk to Susan Rehm, who's an infectious disease specialist at the Cleveland Clinic, about that at the 6:30 period, how effective it is, what you can do to make that shot more effective, and then what you can do if you got the flu. Of course, our sympathies go out to the Connecticut families and everyone who's thinking about children, if you will, and the safety in schools. And also, I want to send a throw out to Deb Wanzer. She'll be listening, and I hope her neck gets to feel better soon. Fast, because obviously I need her here. We're also going to talk about why the afternoon may be the best time to exercise. Brilliant study that showed this. Fainting in healthy people may be the first sign of heart trouble. Chantix, I think there's a safer way of getting off of cigarettes. That is with the nicotine patch and bupropion. It's less expensive since Chantix is a patented drug. Obesity in young, it's falling in three cities. That's great news. People are living worldwide longer, but with more chronic disease. And for athletes, there's risk from the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories that you or they may take, especially as older athletes, take before we run a long race, but there's a safe way of doing it. So we'll be back in a few seconds with those stories, and hopefully we'll get Joe Galuski on as well, and we'll look forward to your calls too. 1-877-711-5211. 877-711-5211.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
If you know the symptoms and get the facts, you'll know the signs of a heart attack. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it sounds familiar, call 911.
Pain in your neck, chest,
arms, or jaw,
shortness of breath,
please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness,
it's time to take it serious.
Back pain, stomach pain, shortness of breath, cold sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and heed the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
Learn a song that could save your life. Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911. If any sound familiar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. It's the time of year when colds and viruses begin making their rounds through schools and families. Sometimes parents will ask for antibiotics, believing they will shorten an illness, allowing their child to return to school or child care quicker. But antibiotics are not usually the answer. Antibiotics are powerful drugs that need to be used cautiously. Antibiotics have no effect on viruses and will not reduce the length of the illness or the symptoms. They are highly effective in treating bacterial infections such as strep throat or bacterial pneumonia. But overuse of antibiotics can make them less effective when truly needed. Some bacteria strains have become resistant to antibiotics as a result of antibiotic overuse. The best way to treat a viral infection is with rest, fluids, and TLC. So feel free to baby your child who has the cold or the flu. Give them lots of love and care, but save the antibiotics for when they are truly needed. And for more information on children's health, visit www.aap.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
And now, back to Dr. Michael Roizen, Dr. Deb Lonser, and Joe Galewski on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You've got to listen to me alone today for at least a little while. Arthur Perry is going to call in early. Thank him for doing that. Joe Galewski is unable to connect from Syracuse due to a technical problem. And Deb Lonser is sick, so we're going to just go with me. And the article of the week that I love, actually, is one that athletes should pay attention to. We're going to get to the one on how you can test your longevity in just a second as well. And at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to J.R. Martinez, who's that wonderful story of someone burned badly in Iraq, yet went through a total recovery and won Dancing with the Stars Series 13. How great is that? And he's going to talk to us not only about his recovery, but we're going to ask him questions about what the kids and families in Connecticut should do and how you recover from terrible tragedies and grieving events. He plays an important role in the military's process of helping others. But first, I wanted to give some stories that are really upbeat and medical stories and that are important for all of us. For athletes, the risk from ibuprofen use. These are some facts that I didn't know. 70% of distance runners and other endurance athletes report that they down non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs such as aspirin or ibuprofen right before competition, hoping that these drugs allow them to go longer, faster, with less joint pain, because they're supposed to get decrease joint pain from an anti-inflammatory. Well, what they did, what this study did at Maastricht University in the Netherlands, they took 9 healthy active men. And the study came about because a series of people in the 100-mile marathon, that's the super marathon, when they looked at them, the ones who took non-steroidals within 2 hours of starting the race had an increased gut leakage. That is, their intestines became more permeable to bacteria, and a number of them developed more serious problems relating to infections from bacteria in their gut. So this time they looked at the men, 9 active runners from Maastricht University, and the men either ingested or didn't ingest the ibuprofen before they did a strenuous workout. Those that ingested the ibuprofen within 2 hours of the workout had this increased gut leakage. Now, this was a very serious, strenuous workout, not something you'd get from walking or not something you'd get from probably a light jog on a treadmill, but something that serious athletes, bikers, should take into account. What's the message? It is to avoid this problem, and we think it is a problem, but to avoid this issue, you should not take ibuprofen within 2 hours of doing a strenuous workout. So take it 4 hours before or take it 2 hours afterwards if you want to cut down on the inflammation in your joints. There's one other warning I want to say, that if you take ibuprofen for exercise and you're already taking aspirin, the anti-aging and anti-cancer effects of the aspirin are inhibited by the ibuprofen. So you can get just the same benefits for your joints with the aspirin as only aspirin. So take more aspirin, again, 4 hours before the exercise or more than 2 hours afterwards to get the same benefits. And if you're already taking 2 baby aspirin for its anti-cancer and anti-heart attack and stroke risk, just take aspirin. Don't add ibuprofen to it. The next study that is important and interesting to me that I found out, and Arthur, thank you for being on the line.
Mike, how are you tonight?
Well, as you can tell, I'm hoarse. I cheered too loudly at 2 Cavs games and gave too many talks during the week, and then think I have a sinus drip to beat it too. And then, in addition, Joe Galewski couldn't connect. So there's a second, if you will, the lead person down. And then Deb Wanzer's neck is bothering her, so we're without her. So I was by myself doing a monologue, which I don't like doing. So I really appreciate your calling in early. Thank you, the best cosmetic surgeon in the world, but in addition, a really good guy. So thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. You know what this is like, Mike? Way back in the 1960s, the Cleveland Indians had a baseball player named Rocky Colavita.
Do you remember him? He played left or right field. I think right field.
Yeah, he was an outfielder. He was traded to the New York Yankees. And in two consecutive games in the late 1960s, he was brought in from the outfield to pitch.
Come on.
That's what this is like.
Rocky Colavita was brought in to pitch.
Unbelievable. And there's a book about that. It's the Rocky Colavita story. So that's what this is tonight, Mike.
And how did he do pitching?
He did very well. He was a great crowd pleaser. He was brought in to complete two games in a row. It was just one of those events in baseball.
I assume Rocky Colavita, being in the 60s, he was probably in his mid-20s. So that would make him 40 and 52. That would make him 77. He might still be alive. We should try and get him on the show. Is he alive?
I haven't a clue. Rocky, if you're out there listening, call in.
Well, we'll Google Rocky Colavita to see if is Rocky Colavita alive. But in any case, one of the top medical news stories of the week was that obesity is actually falling in three cities: New York, Los Angeles, and Anchorage, Alaska. They actually measure it in the kids, and as the kids have the grade, the BMIs in ninth grade have gone down in the last 3 years. Not a lot, but they've gone down. What do you think about that?
You know, that it's interesting. It's we certainly don't see it in the Northeast, though. You know, lap bands amongst teenagers are rising in popularity. You know that you're involved with the Health Corp program, and you know, maybe they're making the impact. Maybe that's why, Mike. Maybe it is, you know, Dr. Oz and your charity.
Well, we do have a charity called Health Corp, and Rocky Colavita is now, he was born in 1933. He's now 79 years of age. People who just tuned in won't know what the heck I'm talking about, of course. But he is still alive. I'm going to try and find him, and we'll get him on next week to talk about the Rocky Colavita story if we can. Actually, let's save it for January's story, find out how he's doing. He is, I don't know where he lives. It says that he is still living in Cleveland. So we'll find out where he is. Anyway.
He may be listening. He may be listening, Mike.
He may be listening. The last story I want to get quickly to, since obesity has gone down, 17% of kids are obese, and they have taken out sugar, they've taken out the fryers, and the school health programs are now getting healthier in Cleveland, especially in the inner ring, thanks to a lot of work from Laura Jeffers and Jim Perko and Paula Sosiak in the Cleveland area. So I want to thank them. But it's great that in three major cities it's gone down. Hopefully this is a trend that isn't just a one-year shot in the dark. We'll be right back with our guest, J.R. Martinez, full of heart. We're going to talk to him about what to do when tragedy strikes.
I didn't think it was anything.
I had pain in my abdomen. It just wouldn't go away.
I was spotting, but I had already gone through menopause.
These symptoms may be nothing, but they could be early warning signs of a gynecologic cancer, such as cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer.
Seeing my doctor probably saved my life.
Warning signs are not the same for everyone. If you think something's wrong, see your doctor. Ask about gynecologic cancer. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO for more information. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Tour de Cure, and it's more than just a bike ride. It's a celebration. It's where every turn of the pedal helps stop diabetes. Where cyclists of all levels come together to make a difference, to raise money, and to raise hope. It's the ride of your life. It's Tour de Cure. Yeah. Register today at diabetes.org/tour. That's diabetes.org/tour.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Snowboarding is a popular winter sport. Snowboards look like big skateboards made from fiberglass and plastic. Snowboarders ride their boards much the way surfers do, steering by shifting their body weight. Most can reach speeds up to 40 miles per hour. Twice as many injuries happen to snowboarders as skiers. The most common injuries are to the wrist, usually when snowboarders use their arms to break a fall. The American Academy of Pediatrics does not recommend this sport for children under age 7. For older children, make sure the snowboard fits the child. An easy way to determine this is to make sure the board stands no higher than the child's nose. Children should always wear helmets and gloves with built-in wrist guards, and they should resist trying advanced stunts or dangerous tricks until they've mastered all the basic snowboarding skills. And for more information on your child's health and safety, visit www.aap.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
It's one thing to have a job in this economy, but it's another to have a career that you love. Getting the skills for today's careers may depend on your college degree. So if you're interested in the future of business, electronics, information technology, or drafting and design, call ITT Technical Institute today. With over 100 campuses nationally, ITT Tech can prepare you for a career in one of these fields. After all, tens of thousands of ITT Tech grads have built a solid future. Perhaps they can do the same for you. Classes meet just a few times a week, and financial aid is available to those who qualify. So what's stopping you? For more information and to schedule your campus tour, call ITT Tech toll-free at 800-574-1319. That's 800-574-1319. ITT Technical Institute, education for the future. 800-574-1319.
I didn't think it was anything.
I had pain in my abdomen. It just wouldn't go away.
I was spotting, but I had already gone through menopause.
These symptoms may be nothing, but they could be early warning signs of a gynecologic cancer, such as cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer.
Seeing my doctor probably saved my life.
Warning signs are not the same for everyone. If you think something's wrong, see your doctor. Ask about gynecologic cancer. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO for more information. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign in the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Torticure, and it's more than just a bike ride. It's a celebration. It's where every turn of the pedal helps stop diabetes. Where cyclists of all levels come together to make a difference, to raise money, and to raise hope. It's the ride of your life. It's Torticure. Register today at diabetes.org/tour. That's diabetes.org/tour.
It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, with Joe Galuski and Dr. Deb Lonser, and starring Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You can get in on the conversation if you want. Email us at udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, at gmail.com, or 877-711-5211. We're going to talk with J.R. Martinez now, who obviously you probably know as the winner of season 13 of Dancing with the Stars. But we know him as the author of a wonderful book, Full of Heart. It's My Story of Survival, Strength, and Spirit by J.R. Martinez. It's recently out, and it is really a great read. It's fast read. It's something probably every kid, every teenager should read, because it is something full of hope. J.R., you were injured in Iraq, is that right?
Yes, sir.
And then you can tell you have a military background, because it's like me. I say yes, sir, to everybody who talks to me.
That actually comes more from being raised in the South.
And was your mom strict with you? I didn't get the feeling she was real strict in here.
She was. I mean, she wasn't, too strong, but she definitely was she was pretty strict with me. She didn't let me get away or do as much as, you know, the other kids in a lot of ways. She was very, you know, because for her, it was, you know, being a single mother, raising her son, she had a lot of concerns that if I was influenced by anything negatively, that it, you know, I would get on the wrong path in life. And so she felt, you know, let me be pretty strict with him and at least he'll be on the right path. And
now, is she still living in Georgia?
Yes, sir.
So part of the story in the book is how you bought her a home and then actually shared the home with her for a period of time.
Yeah. No, well, I mean, it's something that you know, she's always wanted, and so it was an amazing opportunity that I have had in my career to be able to do that for her.
Now, part of your career, we have to say, is recovery from tragedy. I'm going to talk to you more about your own, but there obviously are people in Connecticut who say, it's different with kids than it is with people who were in Iraq or military families. Do you think that's true?
I mean, yeah, adversity is different. I mean, if that's what the question is, yeah, adversity is very different. And I think it just, I think one of the reasons that I've been able to really, really be able to, you know, relate to people, and people have been able to relate to me, is because, you know, I tell people, it's like, it's not necessarily about how you face the adversity. It's about the fact that we've all, in some way, shape, or form, have faced some sort of adversity.
And so you obviously faced it head on in Iraq, and then during the recovery period. Tell us a little bit about that recovery period and how determined you had to be.
Well, you know, it definitely was very difficult. I mean, I was 19 years old when my injury happened to me, so it was something that it was difficult to be able to be 19 years old and now see this body that you have, and knowing that it wasn't anything that you can actually prepare for or actually choose. It wasn't anything you can pick. And it was difficult. It was very difficult. I mean, I was had 33 surgeries in the course of being in the hospital for almost 3 years, and it was a lot of adversity in regards to just learning about the medical side of things. You know, learning the recovery process, dealing with the pain, of course, and it wasn't easy at all.
Arthur, you took care of burn victims. What are the insights you have on the ones that really did well, like J.R. Martinez?
You know, burns are one of the most interesting medical conditions, you know, from a doctor's standpoint, because they're devastating injuries. And I don't have to tell J.R. that. It's an absolutely devastating injury. But we can bring people who are severely burned, if you're healthy, back to full health, like I believe you are, JR, with the use of intensive burn units. And I did a fellowship at the Cornell Burn Unit, which is the busiest one in the United States. So, you know, we saw everything from the most critically injured people, and it's a wonderfully rewarding field because we can take JR and bring him back to Dancing with the Stars, right? So. It really is a great field, but there's a tremendous amount of pain involved in burns. And tell us a little bit about that when you were in the unit getting care for that. How did you deal with the pain, JR?
Well, you know, me personally, I chose to not have as much pain medication because. Early on in the recovery process, of course, I had no choice. But then later on in the process, it was something for me that was it was a choice that I chose not to, because I didn't want to necessarily have to kind of come to rely on it. You know, I tell people, and a lot of burn survivors that I've come across over the years, we've all pretty much discussed the moment we were injured and the recovery process, our own personal stories with each other, and we've all kind of somewhat have agreed that although the moment, the incident, we were all injured, it was painful and difficult, the part that was the most difficult was the recovery process. And the most painful was the recovery process on top of the moment we were injured. And it's because, you know, now you're, as the doctor knows, I mean, now they take you to the shower and they have to clean your body and they scrub your body, you know, in order to prevent an infection, because as the doctor would, you know, probably say that infection is majority of what takes burn survivors' lives. And then, of course, they need a clean surface to do what they need to do on it. It was very painful. I mean, but it's just one of those things that, you know, of course, they gave you a little bit of pain medication beforehand to try to kind of soothe it, but you would still feel that pain, and you just had to get through it. And it just, it was a battle every day. It was a war every day of fighting with that pain, fighting with the process, fighting with that routine. But you know what? I have been blessed to have amazing, amazing physicians that worked on me, and that's why it was very important for me to now go back to the hospital and to have the opportunity to be able to interact with all the team, the whole medical team that worked on me, because I think it's important for them to be able to see the fruits of their labor, so to speak. And you know, it what it does is just as much as us as patients need that rejuvenation and need help, I mean, at the same time, the physicians and the medical team need that as well, because they deal with a lot, and they see a lot of things that I don't think comes to the everyday person. So that's why it's important to be able to, you know, in a lot of ways, be able to visit the medical staff as well.
Now the
and you're absolutely right. Go ahead, Mike.
Now that, by the way, that's really wonderful and generous of you, because you are, as Dr. Perry said, right. When we come back, what I want to do is talk a little bit about the amazing, if you will, change or break you had with getting the call from Los Angeles from a friend. And then also I want to talk about your advice for the people in Connecticut based on what you do, because you go around a lot and speak to people who've had tragedies related to their military service and families. So when we come back, JR, if we could do that, I'd appreciate it.
Absolutely.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We're talking with JR Martinez, the book, Full of Heart, My Story of Survival, Strength, and Spirit. Full of Heart. And we're also going to talk about that tattoo. We'll be right back.
Fresh Healthy Vending, the most successful healthy vending machine business in the nation, is now seeking franchise partners. For the first time in your community, Fresh Healthy Vending is looking to launch its highly successful, profitable, and innovative vending concept. Here's how it works. Own your own route of bright, colorful, high-tech, healthy vending machines that offer a range of natural, organic, and healthy snacks and drinks. Yogurts, fresh fruit, juices, smoothies, fruit cups, iced tea, and more. Over 500 healthy products to choose from. These machines will be placed for you by Fresh's professional team of location specialists. Your machines will be making money in schools, businesses, retailers, hospitals, and other profitable locations throughout your community. Securing the most profitable locations for our franchise partners is Fresh Healthy Vending's number one goal. Own your own money-making vending business opportunity. Minimum investment, $80,000. Go to FreshVending.com for the full story. That's FreshVending.com. FreshVending.com.
Downsized, outsourced, pink slipped, afraid of losing your home? Forbes magazine named our company one of the top 10 business ideas of 2012, where ordinary people are creating extraordinary incomes.
Hi, I am Elena from Miami. I was a traditional business owner with all the headaches that come with that. But I replaced that multiple franchise income working from home full time, and I spent all the time I want with my son.
Get out of the rat race. Work from home and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, David from from Boston. I was in the real estate industry for 12 years when the bottom completely fell out of that business. I really had my back against the wall with five young kids depending on me. I've now been in this business for less than a full year, and I'm actually better off today, income-wise, than I was in my best year ever in real estate.
Go to 1OccupyWealth.com now and change your life today. That's the number 1OccupyWealth.com. 1OccupyWealth.com. Start earning great money as soon as next week.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. While planning gifts for your children, grandchildren, nieces, and nephews this holiday season, don't forget about toy safety. Toys need to match a child's abilities, so always check the manufacturer's age recommendations on the toy first. In general, toy parts should be much larger than the child's mouth to prevent injuries, including choking. To avoid serious eye or ear injuries, steer clear of toys that shoot small objects into the air or make loud noises. The eyes, nose, and other small parts on soft toys and stuffed animals should be securely fastened. If a toy comes with instructions, make sure you read and demonstrate them to the child and make sure she understands the proper way to use the toy. And note, never buy hobby kits such as chemistry sets for any child younger than 12. For more tips on keeping your holidays safe with your children and family, visit www.aap.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We're talking with the star, if you will, star Victor of season 13, Dancing with the Stars. And as someone who always had trouble moving my feet, I'm in awe of his performance. J.R. Martinez, Full of Heart, My Story of Survival, Strength, and Spirit. J.R., how good a dancer were you before you went in the military?
I had rhythm. I had rhythm, and I had a natural ability. I didn't have any formal training, you know, anything along those lines. But, you know, I tell people I was raised by a single mom, and at times when I was younger, I was forced to be her dancing partner, whether I wanted to be or not. So a lot of the dancing credit has to go to my mother, of course.
That's a great story. Now, what do you do? What do you consider your day job now?
Right now, motivational speaking. I used to do motivational speaking once after I was injured in Iraq in 2003, and before the entertainment industry. And once I got into the entertainment industry, of course, the demand to kind of stay where work is pretty extreme. It doesn't really allow you the flexibility to be able to travel and do that. So after dancing ended last year, I decided it would be a good time to be able to get back out into the communities and have the opportunity to be able to share with a wider audience.
Now, you did a lot of work in that period from what I would call 2005 to 2010 or 2009, with people who'd suffered tragedies.
Mm-hmm.
What's the message to them? What do you tell them?
You know, it's everybody's situation is very different. But you know, for me and from essentially the tragedy that I faced in 2003 and that my family faced as well, what I've learned throughout this whole ordeal is, as hard as it is, I mean, you have to be able to believe, and I know it's difficult to really know what to believe in, but what it came down to for me was I believed in myself, and I didn't necessarily know what was going to come of the moment of the situation, but I always believed in myself, and I always tried to find ways to just stay positive. And, you know, patience is something that we all talk about is important, and sometimes it's easier said than done. But you got to really exercise and practice patience, practice positivity. And when if you do those things, then over time, you're able to see what I like to call the picture. And it's usually a pretty powerful picture at the very end.
Now, so there's a couple of keys I want to bring out more. One is the patience, and the other is the positivity. And that is, what would you tell the families in Connecticut now relating to that?
That's a tough one because, you know, I'm sure like the rest of the country and people that heard this everywhere and were learning more about how this was all happening. I mean, it breaks your heart. And being a brand new father to a 7-month-old daughter, I can't even imagine or picture me dropping off my daughter somewhere, especially a school, and then something like this unfortunately happening. You know, in the times like this, it's just really hard because there's no way to make sense of any of it. None of us can make sense of this, especially the family members, to those 20 or so children that whose lives were taken just innocently. And it just, you know, at this time, I mean, I think the biggest thing that I just say to every single one of them is that although it will not change anything, I just send out just many prayers from my home, from my heart, from my mind, to you and your family and your homes, and just to help you get through this moment and get through this situation. And later in life, something can be presented. I mean, we all always hear the stories of where, unfortunately, people go through something like this, and what happens is they ended up turning around and saying, you know what, I'm going to start something that's going to help raise awareness about this or help address this, help address that, and they create solutions.
So I think that's one of the things we need to tell all the families that aren't involved, directly involved as well, that use this as a motivator when you're talking to your children, when you say, what should we do about this, and use this as a motivator to try and do something even better and even different. We've been talking to someone who has done that, J.R. Martinez. The book, Full of Heart, is a wonderful story of survival, strength, and spirit of how he triumphed, how luck, positivity, and patience really did win out, and how he was doing this even before luck came into play. So this is really and it's a wonderfully fast read. This is a great Christmas gift. Full of Heart by J.R. Martinez. J.R., thank you very much for being on with us.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys. Take care.
You too. And now we're going to do the Real Age Tip of the Week.
Now on You, the Owner's Manual, this is the Real Age Tip of the Week with Michael Roizen, M.D.
The Real Age Tip of the Week this week, walk during the day to sleep much better at night. And we have actually a top medical story of the week that also pertains to this if we get a chance. We know we talk a lot about how important it is to get enough sleep and how vital it is to stay active. Here's another reason why. You can't have one without the other. The news didn't rock our world. We've long known that exercise helps you sleep better. But the fact got highlighted in neon pink thanks to very specific data from a new study. If you get more than 20 minutes, like 30 minutes of exercise a day, you won't just sleep better. You'll sleep much, much better, getting 65% more of that restorative REM sleep, which means you'll be less likely to zone out during meetings and more likely to know what your spouse said to you 2 minutes ago. And a bonus, If you're prone to leg cramps at night, you can likely reduce those or even kiss them goodbye. Pretty slick for just 20 minutes of or 30 minutes of walking. Other big benefits of getting 8 hours of sleep a night, you can stop fantasizing about naps because you won't need them. You'll look better. Beauty sleep is for real. When you're sleep deprived, not only do you ooze fatigue, you also look measurably less attractive, and you'll be younger and healthier. Averaging less than 6 hours of Z's makes you prone to inflammation in your body. Now, there's a new study out just today that even highlights this. If you exercise, you reset your circadian clock. That's the clock that keeps you normal. So a way of avoiding jet lag, exercise as soon as you get to your new country. And that's the Real Age Tip of the Week. We'll be right back. We hope you are. You can email us questions, udocs, youdocs, at gmail.com or call 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. We'll be right back.